Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. Regular listeners of this show will remember Zach Coplin, who first spoke to us, I guess it was when he was a high school senior, working to repeal creationism in the Louisiana public school classroom. We were very impressed at his tenacious coalition building in service to that cause. Zach is just returning to Rice University for his sophomore year, but he joins us now by phone from Houston. Zach, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's always great to be on the show.
Well, first, I want to say that the comprehensive way that you expose the various unaccountable schools, primarily religious schools, that are set to benefit from the Jindal voucher scheme in Louisiana on your website, repealcreationism.com, is nothing short of groundbreaking. If you would identify one or two of the most egregious situations that you found.
Thanks so much for that compliment. There's sort of been two things we've noticed. And the first is the much more popularized sort of, there was a Mother Jones article on it, but there's several curriculums used by these schools. The Accelerated Christian Education, the ABECA curriculum, or the Bob Jones University Press curriculum. What these curriculums teach is, for example, that dinosaurs were real, lived with humans, and that dragons were even a type of dinosaur that lived with humans, or that the Loch Ness Monster is still around and disproves evolution. And also, there's a lot of problems with history and English. They've dismissed Mark Twain as not worth teaching. They've dismissed some part of math as not worth teaching. So there's wide problems with this curriculum. And then there's also other schools where we didn't find specific curriculum, but we my favorite school, we discovered Claiborne Christian in West Monroe, Louisiana, puts out in their newsletter that our, from their principal that our position at Claiborne Christian on the age of the earth and other issues is that any theory that goes against God's word is an error. And then she goes on to claim that scientists are sinful men who are trying to explain the world without God, so they don't have to be morally accountable to him. Now, I know a lot of scientists, but most of them generally haven't struck me as sinful men. Most of them seem to care a lot about the world, and a lot of them are quite religious. So I really feel like this description doesn't fit and isn't what we should be spending public money to teach.
Yeah, and Zach, I've got to just underscore that because so many people think that when you and I talk about what's happening in Louisiana, that we're over-exaggerating the situation. Folks, what Zach just described is education, which I think is indoctrination, done by federal funds, taxpayers' dollars. Now, Zach, how in the world has it come to this in Louisiana?
Governor Jindal's a Brown University biology major. There's no way he doesn't understand evolution, and that's true. Like, he is a Rhodes Scholar and a Brown University biology major. It would be an insult to Brown University and great professors like Ken Miller, who teach there, to say that their students don't actually understand the importance of evolution in biology. But so he signed this Louisiana Science Education Act, and we said he must not actually understand the implications. But now it's looking like there's a deliberate pattern of promoting creationism in Louisiana to pander to far-right groups like the Louisiana Family Forum.
Right.
And so we passed the creationism law in Louisiana. There have been massive fights over textbooks. Luckily, we've won those fights, and we actually have good science textbooks in Louisiana. And now comes along this voucher program. It's turned into a big issue of school choice and, like, teacher pay, but this was passed under the cover of that. It's a program that is overwhelmingly filled with religious schools. It's hard to say how much because they've been hiding the numbers and only releasing what they're forced to. But they passed this program that we know is sending a lot of public money to schools like the 20 that are identified on my website that teach creationism and things like it. Some of them, there's even reports are teaching that the KKK was moral. I mean, that's an issue we all can get behind, is the KKK was in no way, shape, or form a moral group.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, one of the things, Zach, that has just baffled me is how they have convinced parents in Louisiana that this is a good thing. What is, in your opinion, the central myth of the voucher plan's proponents that's helped give this so much popularity?
I think it's less of a central myth, and I think it's a very good job of distracting on the administration's part. They were passing an accountability measure for this voucher program.
Mm-hmm.
I attended that meeting and endorsed the accountability program. And when I endorsed it, I also said, here are 20 schools that I've documented that clearly don't meet the newly passed accountability standards. So I've asked for a date you're going to remove these schools from the program.
Mm.
And I also asked that they release the teaching materials of every other school so the public can see what these schools are teaching and which ones don't meet their standards. Now, I didn't receive a response there, and they haven't removed the schools. And when I managed to get Superintendent White, who's the Louisiana State Superintendent of Education, to answer a question for me on Twitter, but instead of answering why the schools aren't removed, he just told me to stop. Basically, he went with school choice.
Yeah.
And so they've done a very good job of strawmanning their opponents and arguing that any call for any accountability of this program would be harming school choice and would be attacking parents. So it's put anyone who asks for accountability on the defensive. There was one point where they got an email caught where they were discussing muddying the media narrative to confuse the reporters after there was reports of these schools like this in the program.
Zach, we know how Jindal has pulled together people to support this folly. There's some people who just genuinely want to dismantle public education. There are others that saw it as a great opportunity to get money for their church schools.
Yeah.
How do we pull together equally motivated defenders of public education before it's too late?
The first way is we have to raise awareness. We have to just keep raising awareness, keep talking to people, keep people's attention on this, because people were outraged while there was media attention on this for months.
Mm-hmm.
But now, slowly, the Jindal administration has stonewalled. They've turtled up. They've refused to release any information that is actually meaningful, like how they actually chose the schools for the program. They've made the calculation that they can outlast all the attention on this, because it may be an issue in August, it may be an issue in July, but by January, everyone's forgotten. So that's what they're hoping to do. So we have to keep the focus on this. And then we just need to actually organize. We need to have people come out and go to the Capitol and protest this law. We need people to, in the spring, introduce repeal bills. We need people. Here's an interesting thing that I'd actually love to mention. So we've talked about the Louisiana Science Education Act.
Mm-hmm.
The Jindal administration is in violation of the Constitution right now with the schools and the program, because there's actually a constitutional provision that says the curriculum of any state-approved private school that's receiving any state funding must be equal to that of similar public schools.
Right.
Now, similar public schools, as you know, there's a loophole where they can teach creationism, but they're not actually supposed to, per Edwards versus Aguilar. So the Jindal administration is in violation of the Constitution because the curriculum isn't equal with these schools, and they're keeping them in here.
Exactly.
And now what's ironic is their one defense they actually can claim is that they can use the Louisiana Science Education Act to defend their science curriculum and say, well, it's equal to public schools because we have this loophole here. And I think they have to claim that because it's the only way they avoid a constitutional challenge on the basic fact that they're violating one of the provisions.
Yeah.
Having said that, that reveals exactly what the Louisiana Science Education Act does. It teaches it's for creationism. And also, ironically enough, this actually gives us an ability to challenge all the material in the private schools because there is a provision in the Louisiana Science Education Act to challenge the schools in the program. So if they use the Louisiana Science Education Act as a defense, while it's impossible to actually successfully challenge the materials, because the way it works in this challenge is the person challenging appoints one judge, but the publisher of the materials and the teacher challenge appoint the other two. So it's automatically stacked against you. But the thing is, they have to hold a public hearing. So we can at least argue that they need to hold public hearings, and we can bring these materials to light and have hearings about them.
I want to remind you all that Zach Coplin's website address is repealcreationism.com. Let me encourage you to go there and to study it. Zach Coplin is an educational activist in Louisiana, just starting his second year at Rice University. He has done amazing amounts of research. He's giving us good advice on how to proceed. Zach, I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you for sharing with us again on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. And I just want to thank you because I saw your letter you put out about the voucher program, and that was absolutely awesome.
Well, thanks, man. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com to find out more about the show, hear these extended interviews, read transcripts, and sign up for our podcast. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices. That way you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. We hope you share your thoughts on what you've heard on your social media accounts. Go to Facebook and Twitter. Contact us. It's available at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. And of course, as always, we encourage you to tell others about the show. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Please become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. We need your involvement. We need it. I hope you'll join us. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy, that State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.